magic, and divination. This cabinet displays decks related to divination, a theme that has run through playing cards for centuries. There are also decks expressly designed for conjuring and magic. The deck bound as a book hides palmistry cards. Palmistry is divination based on reading people's palms. Each card is divided into two. The top half shows the Germanic suits, bells, hearts, leaves, and acorns, and a picture of the lines on the palm. The bottom half contains an explanation in German. The three decks on the left are divination cards or fortune-telling cards. The cards in the center are known as Napoleon's Oracle or Mademoiselle Lenormand cards, after a famous French clairvoyant of the late 18th and early 19th centuries, who was consulted by many important people, including some of the most influential people of the time, such as Empress Josephine and Napoleon himself. The right side of the cabinet displays cards for magic and conjuring. They're all trick cards, and are designed exclusively for different conjuring tricks. In the hands of a skilled conjurer, they can be used for countless tricks. The next hall, the last in the museum, is devoted to tarot cards. It features different types of tarot cards for games and divination. The interactive screen explains the magical and esoteric symbolism of the major arcana: the magician, the devil, the fool, etc.